Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the middle of a little bit of a complicated sugya, a tricky sugya. We mentioned in the past there's two types of difficult sugyas. One type of difficult sugya is where the logic is very difficult to follow. Very, very hard svaris. There's a different type of hard sugya where the logic is straightforward, but there's a lot of calculations to make. And this is that type of sugya. The logic is really pretty much straightforward. We haven't seen any difficult to understand Gemaras. Just a lot of complications. It's highly, highly, highly recommendable. You should have some sort of list or chart or somewhere recalling all the different cases. So we need to backtrack a little bit. Let's just turn the page. Lamed Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's just remind ourselves of the question that we're trying to deal with. Towards the bottom, the seventh last line of the Gemara posed the question that you told me that the maximum amount of tekiyos in the Mishnah, you told me is how many?
48.
48, and what was that case? Erev Shabbos, which is also Sukkos. Says the Gemara, why didn't you mention the case of Rosh Hashanah, which is Chalon Shabbos? Now, how many tekiyos do you have on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos? So, of course, you always start with your basis of
21.
On Rosh Hashanah, which is Chal B'Shabbos, how many are there in addition?
27.
Another 27. Simple calculation, because there's three Musafim. Why is there three Musafim? Because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, and it's also, in this particular case, Shabbos. Three Musafim, 3 times 9 is 27. Plus 28 would get you to 27 plus 21 would get you to 48. So why are you telling me that the maximum case is 48? Erev, Shabbos, Sukkos. It's also Rosh Hashanah, Shechal, B'Shabbos. That was the Gemara's question. So initially, the Gemara wanted to suggest, no, we prefer to tell you the Erev Sukkos case in order to incorporate the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, i.e. with regard to the Ma'ilah HaSiris. The Gemara didn't accept that answer because why can't you just tell me both cases? So what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz was a famous two-word answer, Toni V'Shayer. Second bottom line. Tona V'Shayer. What does that expression mean? What does that phrase mean, Tona V'Shayer?
Something's
omitted. In other words, we're about to prove that the list in the Mishnah is not absolutely exhaustive. Not every case is mentioned. There are, in fact, cases which are missed out. So if there are cases which are missed out, well then, you don't have such a kasha. It would only be a question, what would be a question, if I could find you a case that what? If you have a list of A, B, C, D, and you want to know, why is case D not mentioned in the Mishnah? So I'll tell you, well, to be quite honest, neither is B or C. So I see that the Mishnah only wanted to mention one example at random. Fine. But if I could find a case that what? Which case, or what type of case, would you not be able to say, well, the list is not exhaustive. That would not be a satisfactory answer.
It's more tradition.
More chidushim or more tkiyos. If I can find a case of where there's more than 48, well, then we're back in trouble. You can't say, yeah, well, this is not the exhaustive list. Beseda. But you can hardly tell me that the maximum is 48 when it isn't. So if there are more chidushim, as you mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, or there are more tkiyos, then we're going to have to be on the lookout for a different teretz. Now, in our case, that's not the case. 48. Not necessarily more chidushim, Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. It's also not more tkiyos. So then, Tana V'Shayer would be a good answer. That means no extra reason to tell me this case. What are you suggesting? I should mention every example in the book? I'm about to prove to you that there are some other examples that I missed out. So let's read the bottom line of the Gemara. The very bottom line, we learned this last time, but let's just recap. My Shire, which case is missing, which case is left out, Dehaishayer. So that you want to say, so too, this case is also missed out. You have to have a precedent. If you mention six examples and there's a seventh which is not mentioned, then you're in trouble. But if you tell me there's many others, or at least one other that's not mentioned, then you're okay. So, my shayer. Which case is omitted, dehaishayer, so that you want to turn around and say, so too, this can also be omitted. So the Gemara says, Erev HaPesach. What's Erev Pesach? So if you remember, we saw Rashi last time. I don't think we need to see the entire Rashi again, so let's recap the Rashi outside. Rashi told us that how many groups were there of, how many shifts were there of Korban Pesach?
Three.
Every shift recited Hallel how many times?
Three.
And every Hallel had how many tekiyos? Three.
Or nine.
Each shift had nine, but each Hallel had three. Tarat. So it's three tekiyos per Hallel. Three Hallels per shift. So that's nine times, so three times three, which is nine. And three shifts, which gives you 27. Plus the basis of 21, which you had every day. So on Erev Pesach, on a normal, regular Erev Pesach, how many did you have altogether? 48. 21 plus 27. And it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So what do you see from there?
Another case.
Do we have another case, which is omitted? Therefore, Rosh Hashanah, which is Chalon Shabbos, can also be omitted. That's where I think we left off with last time. So the Gemara says on the top line that no, Imishom Erev Pesach, if you're citing Erev Pesach as an example, Lav Shiura Hu. I'm very sorry to say that's not necessarily considered an omission. That's not considered an omission. What do you mean it's not considered an omission? It's got 48 kiyas. And it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's called, in other words, an omission. Says the Moran, no. Dahomani, because this might well be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know it's Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda talking. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda says, Da'omar, he told us, Miyameihem shel kat shlishis. In all the days, in all the history of the Kat Shlishis, what does that mean, the Kat Shlishis? In the third shift, Loi Higia Loimar Ohavti Ki Yishma Hashem. They barely began saying hello. Why? Mipnei Shehoyu Amo or Imo Mu'otin. Because they only had a very small amount of people in this third shift. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda admits that how many shifts were there altogether?
Three.
What does he disagree, however, with? He says that third shift barely got going. You never even finished Hallel once. Now, if you remember from last week, Rashi said, when did you actually blow the tekiyos? Which point of Hallel? Beginning, middle, or end? Rashi says the beginning of Hallel. Beginning of Hallel. Which means that even though Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that they never completed the Hallel, but they still would have blown the three tekiyos at the beginning of Hallel. But one moment. How many Hallel recitations are there per shift? So we were told three. Three for the first one, three for the second, and three for the third. That's nine altogether. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, there were three for the first and three for the second. But for the final shift, you hardly had anybody left. So they barely got through the first Hallel. Ahavti ki Yishma is halfway through the first Hallel. So let's make a very simple cheshbon. According to Rabbi, the first shift, how many Hallels? Three. Three Hallels times three tekiyos, that's nine. Second shift, same story, another nine, we're up to 18. Third shift, how many tekiyos were there according to Rabbi Yehuda? Just three, one set. Just three tekiyos. There were no three Hallels, there were one Hallel. So how many tekiyos are there altogether? 21, 18, 9 and 9. not plus another 9, but rather plus another 3, 21. So how many were there according to Rabbi Yehuda on that particular day then? 42. So if you want to know why is Erev Pesach not mentioned in the Mishnah, not omitted, the reason why it's not mentioned on the Mishnah is because there's no 48, there's only 42, at least in the according to Rabbi Yehuda. In which case, where are we up to at this stage? Are we good or are we not good? Are we in trouble? Have we answered our question or we have not answered our question?
No. We haven't.
We have not. We're in trouble. What was the initial question? The initial question was, Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? It's 21 plus 27 is 48. That was the kasha. What was the teretz?
It's not there because there's other cases.
There's other cases that's omitted, so we can admit this as it. Turns out it's not true. Pesach is not omitted. Therefore, we're back to the wall. I therefore have every right to re-pose the question, why indeed is Rosh Hashanah omitted? It definitely has 48. Don't tell me that there are other cases that are omitted. What are you going to point out? Erev Pesach? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach is not considered an omission because there were only 42, there weren't 48 at all. Says Rashi, on the 8th or 9th narrow line, Loi higia lo ahavti ki yishma. Which ahavti? Shel kriya rishayna. Of that first Hallel reciting of the third group, the first two groups got through Hallel the full 3 times. For the third group, the Kriya Rishoina, we barely got through the Hafti, which only means there'll be 1 set of Tekiyos, there's just 3. The Ein Bo Elo Gimel Tekiyos. In which case there won't be 9. There's no 3 times 3. There'll just be 3 times 1, 1 set. They didn't finish Hallel once. Why are there only 3 tekiyos? Because the nation, the congregation that came with the third one were very minimal. Why were they minimal? Because with the first 2 kitois, the first 2 groups, nismalo ho'azoro. What does it mean, nismalo ho'azoro? The Azara was absolutely packed full, lekol kat, for both shifts, both the first and the second. The first and the second were so overpacked that v'nishar kat shlishis, that the kat shlishis, the third group, remained b'ma'at. There were only very few people left. In other words, they did not split up Klal Yisrael into 3 even sections. If that would have been the case, then the third shift would be no different to the first and second. The answer is, basically, the third shift was just for the latecomers. Everybody else packed into the first 2 shifts. So therefore, the third shift, there were a few latecomers, the stragglers. So when they began Hallel the first time, indeed they did 3 tekiyos, and that was that. They never even finished Hallel. Remember, we saw in Rashi last week that when did they exactly say this Hallel? During the Shechita process. As soon as they finish Shechting, they stop there and then. So they barely got through the first couple of paragraphs of Hallel, and that was all. There's only a few people left. Says Rashi, V'loy hoya Shechitas Pischehen, the Shechting of their Korban Pesach, who's there, which group? The third group was not Ma'areches. What does the word Ma'areches mean? The root of the word is oruch. Look in the middle 3 letters. Aleph, Resh, Chaf, Aref. Wasn't that long. It didn't lengthen or didn't elongate bichdei in order to enable kriyas sholosh halalos. There were no 3 halals. Why not?
Wasn't enough time.
Weren't enough people. There were so few people left in the katshlishes that there was simply no need whatsoever to recite Hallel 3 times. In fact, they hardly got through the first time. So how many Hallels were recited altogether according to Rabbi Yehuda? 7. 3 in the first shift, 3 in the second shift, and 1 in the final shifts. It wasn't even complete. There was more, actually 6.5 halals. But 7 groups of tekiyos, that's 21. So at this stage of the game, we're in trouble. We want to know, why is Rosh Hashanah, which is Chalon Shabbos, omitted from the Mishnah? And don't tell me, because other cases are also admitted, e.g. Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is not an omission because we can say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no 48 on Erev Pesach, there's only 42. Problem is, our Mishnah is not be Rabbi Yehuda. We've already established that. Says the Gemara. So in our text, if you look in the parenthesis, it says Ha'okimna. We have already established. But it's in round brackets. Remember what we said about round brackets? We don't read them. So there's a star. So you look in the margin on the left-hand side, and there's a slight amendment of the Girsa in the name of the Marshal. V'ha omret. Surely you have said that the Reisha is Deloi, back into the Gemara, Deloi K'Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Gemara's Shaila? When did we say that the beginning of the Mishnah does not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda? What did the Gemara say? Right in the beginning of the Sugya. Remember we said our Mishnah does not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Right in the beginning of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, immediately after the Mishnah Fermi.
You don't go by 7 as opposed to 21.
Right. Because Rabbi Yehuda, remember, said that Tarat is really considered
one
mitzvah. So it's not 21 or 48, it's really 7 or 16. So we've established that Rabbi Yehuda cannot be the author of our Mishnah. So how can you possibly suggest to me that the Sefer of the Mishnah, which talks about all the different calculations, the 48, do you know why Erev Pesach is omitted? Because we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Erev Pesach there was no 48. But I'm sorry to tell you, we have already established that the ratio of the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. And if the ratio of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, presumably neither is the Sefer of the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda. In which case, Pesach Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos, don't tell me that we're going with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion because this Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's not Rabbi Yehuda, so how many tekiyos are there? There are really 48. Says the Gemara, no, that's inconclusive. Why? V'dilma, hai Tana, maybe this particular Tana, whoever was the author of our Mishnah, Sovar lo, he holds kevosei, like him, like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda Bechoda, in one particular point. Upoligolea, and he disagrees with him, Bechoda, in a second point. In other words, whenever, this is a very, very important point now, whenever the Gemara says, Masnisin deloika Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, or the Gemara says, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't necessarily mean that he was the one talking. I don't really know who authored the Mishnah. What I really mean to say is he following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Or he's not following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. If he is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah. It means that the Tana who authored our Mishnah goes along with that opinion. So now, in the Reisha, we said it does not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does it not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not 3, it's 1. It's not 21, it's 7. I.e., let's put that in different words. Whoever authored our Mishnah, we don't know who it is. Maybe it was Rav Meir. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So let's just presume for the moment it's Rav Meir. Rav Meir does not follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion with regard to whether tekiyos are 3 or 1. Okay. When you get to the Sefer of the Mishnah, and we're wondering if Pesach is omitted or not omitted. So we said, yeah, maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be. It can be. Why? Because maybe Reb Meir, if he's the theoretical author of our Mishnah, he holds like Reb Yehuda in one opinion, in one particular point, and he disagrees with him in a different point. The two are not contingent on each other. Therefore, it's true. The ratio of the Mishnah does not fit in with Reb Meir. Granted. But the sefer of the Mishnah can fit in with Reb Yehuda. Can. And in which case, we're back to square one. The sefer of the Mishnah may well be Reb Yehuda. Or more accurately put, it might well be a Tanna who's following the opinion of Reb Yehuda, i.e., how many Hallels were there on Erev Pesach? Only seven. 21 Tkiyas, plus 21 is 42. So therefore, we're back to square one. Why are we back to square one? We haven't yet found another example that's omitted from the Mishnah. And if we haven't yet found another example, so our original question comes back. What's the original question? That why was which case omitted?
Rosh Hashanah case.
That's what we said in the beginning. This sugya is not difficult in the logic, but it's very, very cheshbendik, we call this. A lot of calculations. You've got to work out where you're up to at every single stage. Says Rashi. V'ha omret. Surely you said Reisha deloik Rabbi Yehuda. You said that the Reisha does not fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dear Rabbi Yehuda, comma. Because if it would really be Rabbi Yehuda, then Tekiah, v'teruah, v'tekiah, which we summarize as Tarat, b'choda, as one, money lahu, he would count them. Our Mishnah counted Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah as how many koilos? Three. If it would only be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, what would it be considered?
One.
Because he says Tarat is one body with three parts, but one body. Remember the example we gave? Like when you make a bracha. How many mitzvahs is the bracha? One. Albeit it's made up of 10 different words. Absolutely different words. There's no one long word called Baruchat Hashem. Baruch. It's different words, but it's one bracha. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Tarat is what? One. Made up of three koilos. So we've already proved that the ratio of the Mishnah is not follow Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rashi. Fine. Sovar loy kevasei b'chada. Maybe he indeed holds like him in one particular point, i.e. Be'erev HaPesach, with regard to Erev Pesach, he does go along with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, i.e. that they never finished, what did they not finish? They never finished Halal, even once, never mind twice or thrice, in the third count. That's what that Mishnah could hold, in which case there was no 48. Says Rashi, but upoligoleo, but he disagrees with him when it comes to what? The minyan tekiyos. With regard to the amount of tekiyos, i.e., is Tarat considered three, or is Tarat considered one? Yeah, in that particular point, he disagrees. But back to our subject. With regard to Erev Pesach, he may well go along with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So let's summarize, because it's very complicated. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Do we know? No. So let's give him a name. Rabbi Meir. If you ask Rabbi Meir, tell me, do you consider Tarat one or three? What would he tell you unequivocally?
Three.
That's what it says in our Mishnah. Ah, really? Reb Meir? Is that true? You hold Tarat is three? Do you know you're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda? Yes, okay, fine. I don't go along with Rabbi Yehuda on that opinion. Okay. Now let's get to the safe of the Mishnah. We ask that same Rabbi Meir, tell me, I notice that you did not put Pesach in the Mishnah, even though on Pesach was 48. What would Rabbi Meir turn around to you and answer?
I agree with Rabbi Yehuda.
On that point, I do agree with Rabbi Yehuda.
There's only 42.
That there was not 48, because they never finished Halal that many times, only 7 times. Oh, what? You do agree with Rabbi Yehuda? I thought you told me in the beginning of the Mishnah that you don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So what would Rabbi Meir say?
With one opinion,
one point I do, one point I don't. They're not dependent on each other, it's not a contradiction. I don't necessarily have to agree with Rabbi Yehuda or disagree with Rabbi Yehuda on every single point. I can agree with him in part and disagree with him in part. So if you want to know why did the author of our Mishnah, let's just guess, he's called Rabbi Meir, why did he omit Pesach? The answer is,
he
goes to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's not even fair to call it an omission. Why is it not an omission? It
doesn't fit the
48. Doesn't get anywhere close to 48. It's barely 40, 42. Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry to tell you. In which case, I have a big kasha on you. What's the big kasha?
Why didn't you include Rosh Hashanah?
Why didn't you include Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is 48. If it's Rosh Hashanah, Shechal B'Shabbos.
My question is as follows. Maybe it makes no sense, but I'll try anyway. Rabbi Yehuda in the Reisha hold by one tekiah. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer also hold that the 21 is only 7?
Again, our mission is not Rabbi Yehuda.
I agree.
Fine.
Okay, so but when you do the Cheshbon...
So according to Rabbi Yehuda himself...
He said they did Hallel 7 times.
And that according to him would be 7 tekiahs.
7 tekiahs.
Yeah, that would be considered 7. You're right, that would be considered 7.
Yeah.
But we're not following opinion of Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
We're following the disagreeing side of Rabbi Yehuda. We say that really there was 21. But we can agree on a different point with Rabbi Yehuda that they never finished Halal that many times. There were 7 Halals. Now, if you ask Rabbi Yehuda personally, what does that mean? He'll say it means there were 7 tekiahs. We would say that means 21 tekiahs. But altogether, how many are there? Only 42, not 48. Ah, so why is Pesach omitted from the Mishnah? The answer is?
It doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. It's not omitted. It doesn't qualify from the Mishnah. Well, there's another case which does qualify, which is that?
Erev Pesach.
Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos definitely gets you to 48. 21, the basis, plus 3 Musafin, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos, 48. So why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah? Don't tell me, well, there's other cases that are also omitted. Oh, really? Which one? Pesach? That's not omitted, it's only 42. So I've got one case which is not mentioned, that's very difficult. Says the Gemara, our favorite word.
Elo.
Elo.
No.
What does Elo mean? Rethink. You're right. Forget the Pesach story, that was a mistake. Rather, Elo, do you know which case was omitted? Elo, my shire. So which case was it that was missed out? The high shire, comma, that you'd want to omit the Rosh Hashanah story? Shire. Do you know what was missed out? Not the regular Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach Shechol Liyois. But Erev Shabbos. Oh! Again. We're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So on a regular Erev Pesach, how many tekiahs did you get?
42.
Right, I'm saying just with the Korban Pesach itself? 21. 21. Not 28.
21.
Not 27, excuse 21. Me. You're 6 short. But if it's Erev Shabbos?
An extra 6.
You're an extra 6. I'm back to 27. Erev Pesach, you get 21. There's 7 halals. Plus 21 in the morning is 42. Oh, that's not 48. Yes, it is, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos always gets an extra 6. So I am up to 48. And yet it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Ah, so we've answered our question. We've finally managed to prove that what? that the list of the Mishnah is not complete, which doesn't bother me. You don't have to mention every single example. So how many cases have we got altogether, forget whether they're mentioned in the Mishnah. If I would ask you, how many cases do you know of 48 tekiyos? So far, three cases. Erev Shabbos Sukkos, which is mentioned in the Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, hope you have a list of this somewhere. Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, it's 48. And Erev Pesach, which was Erev Shabbos, would also have 48. And that's not mentioned. Oh, so Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos is also not mentioned. Fine, it's in good company. So we mentioned one case. Erev Shabbos Sukkos. Again, let's see the Gemara. Shayer Erev HaPesach Shechol Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. Apik Shis. You remove six. Ve'ayil Shis. And you insert six. Which six did you remove?
Six from not finishing Halal.
Not finishing Halal, because you said you want to follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. No problem at all. But if it's Erev Shabbos, I get my six back. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Erev HaPesach Shechal Yais B'Shabbos. The Apik Shis, you have to remove six. Why? Shish Mitkiyais Kat Shlishis. You got to remove six of the third group Tkiyais. Why? But the Ayil Shis, but you put back in six to call Erev Shabbos. The six that were there on every Friday, Dahav Tola, Vahav Dola. Remember we said you were Mavtil the Am and you were Mavdil the Am. So at this stage of the Mishnah, at this stage of the Gemara, the Mishnah is good. 48 is the absolute maximum. It's true, there are a number of cases where 48 is true. We only mention one of them. Which one do we mention? Erev Shabbos, which is also Sukkos. But we could, for the same price, have also mentioned Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach, which is Chalon, Erev Shabbos. Why didn't we mention them? I don't know. The Tana of the Mishnah clearly did not feel a necessity to mention every single individual case. You mention one and that's good enough for me. But remember what we said before. That's all fine and well, unless you find me a case where there are more than 48. Then you're in trouble. If everything's on a level playing field, 48, 48, 48, fine, I can live with that. You don't need to mention every single example. If you've proved to me that one is missed out, you can miss out two as well, I don't mind. But if I can discover a case where there's more than 48, then I'm in big trouble. Why? Because the Mishnah told me that the maximum is 48. If that turns out to be not true, then we're in big trouble. And that's going to be the immediate question now of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ve'ein Moisifin al Memches. There are no more than 48. Says the Gemara, Ve'loi? Question mark. How do I know it's a question mark from the next words? Vaha surely Ikka Erev HaPesach Shechal Liyois B'Shabbos. We spoke before about Erev Pesach, which was a Friday. But let's for a moment talk about Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. Can that be, by the way? Can Erev Pesach be on Shabbos? Yes.
Sure. It's rare. It happens.
The Chassam Sofer always used to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach. But when Erev Pesach was chal on Shabbos, you can't bake matzahs on Shabbos. So when did he bake them? Friday. Nope.
Oh, at night?
Motzei Shabbos.
Motzei Shabbos.
Leila Seder. You're allowed to bake matzahs on Yom Tov. Imagine, went to shul, went to the oven, baked his matzahs, sat down to have a Seder. Oh, these taste a bit stale. When were these made? About half an hour ago. Can't get fresher than that. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. It happens quite rarely, but keep the Rabbonim busy. Very, very complicated shailas. Remember, you've got to get up early and have your suda early because you can't wash after Shoah series. It's a ganze balagan. You've got to eat challah noch on Erev Pesach. I'm not sure how Auntie Jan takes to Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Not too kindly. Not good for the faint-hearted. Eating challah in that. Remember, that's the whole conundrum. Because you can't eat matzah because Erev Pesach. You eat challah, but you just Pesach clean the whole house. So you get one pita, and then you put some plastic on the floor, and then always the big question is, fine, but I want to throw out the crumbs. Where am I going to throw them to? I really want to sprinkle them around the house. And remember in London, Rabbi Knopfler, Rabbi Yosef knows my Rav, Rabbi Knopfler, used to always discuss in the shiurim. Because remember what you do. Everyone has their little pita that's not so crummy. He always used to say, have pita, don't have challah. Challah's lots of crumbs, have a pita. Okay, but there's inevitably a few crumbs. You have plastic on the table, you want to now gather in the plastic and throw it out. Where are you going to throw it? So in England, every person has their own, what's called a wheelie bin. Your own garbage can. Stop laughing, Rav Nachum. Won't hear anything said against England, thank you. You still have your own garbage can. Your own garbage can, no communal garbage can. You know, that one for the building. So the shaila is, who owns that? Who owns it? If you own it, then you haven't achieved much by throwing it in the garbage can, because it still belongs to you. Does it belong to you? Does it belong to the local council? Can't burn it, it's Shabbos. Agan sabalagan. It's very, very complicated. And then, of course, the question becomes, when do you do mechiras chometz? Normally, every Rav has a goy that he sells the chometz to when? On Erev Pesach. But here, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. You can't do kinyonim, you can't sell things on Shabbos. So, a lot of discussion there. I'll call upon him back to our story. Let's now work it out ourselves, I think, and then we'll understand the Gemara very, very easily. Pen and paper. Rav Nachum, you ready to go? Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. How many tekiyas are there? So we always begin from the basics. Before you move, there's obviously 21. Tomin Shol Shacha, Tomin Shol Ben Arbaim, Psichas HaShorim. Fine. Now, it's Shabbos. So there's a Musaf, which means you're up to 30. Agreed? You're up to 30. 21 plus 9, every Shabbos there were 30. Now, it also happens to be Erev Pesach. How many tekiyas were there on Erev Pesach? So according to Rabbi Yehuda,
21.
According to, let's call them the Chachomim, how many were there?
27.
51. So it's either 51 or 57.
Either way.
So either way, we're in big trouble. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, there are more than 48 tekiyas. Which other opinion you hold? There's either 51 or there's 57. But either way, there's more than 48. Why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, V'loi, V'ho, and surely Ikka Erev Pesach Shechal Yais B'Shabbos. De'il Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, what will that get you to? Chamshin v'chada, 51, because you have 21 plus 9 for the Musaf is 30, plus 21 tkiyas for the Korban Pesach. 30 and 21 is 51. That's more than 48. And it's even worse, Ila Rabbanon. If you're going to follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, how many tkiyas are there for the Korbanos? 27. So 30 and 27 is Chamshin Vesheva, 57. Either way, it's more than 48. It's either 51 or it's 57. That is a big question. Because like we said before, I don't mind if you miss out some cases, if it's the same as 48. So then fine, you don't have to mention every case, but if it's more than 48, that's inexcusable. Why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no. Ki ktoni. When we stated cases in the Mishnah, midi, which translates as something, de isei b'kol shana, something which is true every year, not on occasion it can possibly arise. However, Erev HaPesach Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos Deleisei B'Chol Shana, which does not necessarily happen on every year, in fact, in most years it doesn't happen, Deleisei B'Chol Shana V'Shana, it does not happen every year, Loi Ketoni, that's why it didn't get mentioned. So what's the Gemara's answer? You're right. How many tkiyas were there on Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos?
Is it 51 or 57?
51 or 57. So why is it not mentioned? Because not regular. An annual event. We only mention cases which are annual events. Now one second.
What about the other thing we just did?
So according to this, we have a brand new answer to the case that we mentioned before. We had a shaila. Why is Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos not mentioned? We have a brand new answer. What is that?
Doesn't
happen every year. We're only talking about what happens on a regular basis in the Beis HaMikdash, like every day or every Shabbos or every Yom Tov, every year. But something that completely depends on whether where the calendar falls out is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Says Rashi. V'loi moisifin al memches v'loi b'tmiya. What does b'tmiya mean?
Wondering.
Garsinale. This is the correct way to text it. Why will there be more than 48? Deil Rabbi Yehuda chamshin v'chada. You'll get to 51. How will you get to 51? Kof alef shebechol yoyim. 21 took place every day. V'tisha du musafin. And another 9 of the Musaf. Which Musaf? The Shabbos Musaf. So now we're up to
30.
Says Rashi Harish Shloishim. That is 30, comma. Ushmoine Esrei. And there are 18 koilois. Dishtei kitois. V'shmoine esrei d'shtei kitois v'shloisha. Sorry. Shmoine esrei d'shtei kitois. 18 of the first two kitois. Why 18? Because they finish halal 3 times, every single cat. V'shloisha d'kat shlishis. And just 3 on the final group. Why is there only 3 on the final group? Because like we said, there were very few people left over and they barely finished or have Tiki Yishma. So I've got 18 plus 3 is what? Is 21. But I've already got 30 to start me off. 30 and 21 is 51. That's the Gemara Shaila. So why are you telling me that the absolute maximum is 18? L'chayre, it's not. I can quite easily get you a case of 51. And according to the opinion of the Chachamim, there's much more than 51. How many are there?
57.
How'd you get to 57? Because I have 21 plus 9 is 30. That's another 27, because they had it with three groups. What was the Gemara's answer? No, it doesn't happen every year. It doesn't happen every year. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry to tell you, then I don't understand the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Otu, like a question mark. Otu Erev Shabbos Shibatoi Chachag. Now, where was that case mentioned?
In the Mishnah.
Otu, is that case Isay B'chol Shana? What, that does happen every year? Erev Shabbos, which is Sukkos. Now, what would you say? Does it happen every year? I would say yes. Of course, it happens every year. If Sukkot is for 7 days, then obviously one of those days has to be a Friday.
Unless the first day is Yom Tov.
If the first day is Yom Tov, then the seventh day will be Erev Shabbos. So you can have an Erev day, an Erev Shabbos, Sukkot. What does the one mean to answer? The Gemara says, Zimnin deloy mishkachas lei. On occasion, you'll not find it. Will you not find it? How on earth can you not find Erev Sukkot Shechal B'Shabbos? Doesn't make any sense. If Sukkot is for 7 days and one day must be a Friday, so what do you mean it's not necessarily going to happen? What do you mean? This is all part of the question. Maybe I read it wrong. Let's read the Gemara again. Otu Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag Mi Yisa B'chol Shana. Does that exist every year? Surely Zimnin Deloy Mishkachas Lei. Sometimes it will not be found. So how can you tell me the reason why Erev Pesach Shechalies B'Shabbos is not mentioned? Because it's not an annual event. I'm about to prove to you that the case that is written in the Mishnah is also not necessarily an annual event. How can that be? Says the Gemara, Vehechi Domi. What would the case be? How can you not have a Yom Tov that has in it Erev Pesach Shabbos, an Erev Sukkos, Erev Shabbos Sukkos? Says the Gemara, Vehechi Domi. How could that be? Kegoin Shechal Yoim Toiv Rishon BeErev Shabbos. There are occasions where Erev Shabbos Sukkos will not give you 48.
First day of Sukkos.
How can I be? Says the Gemara again. Hey Chidomi. Kegoin Shechal Yom Tov Rishon BeErev Shabbos. If the first day of Yom Tov will be on a Friday, we can't have that because Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot can never be on a Friday. Beseder. But in theory, in times of the Beis HaMikdash, if it would happen on a Friday, what would you do?
Push it after, then.
That's going to be the Gemara's Teretz.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but at this stage of the game, how are we understanding? If the first day of Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos of Friday. So now work it out, says Rashi. You'll see that we won't necessarily get to 48. Why?
Number 12.
Because the following Erev Shabbos is what?
Shmini Atzeres.
Shmini Atzeres. It's the eighth day. So if we're in big trouble, how can you tell me that Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos is not mentioned because it can't, doesn't necessarily happen every year. I'm sorry to tell you, the case that is mentioned in the Mishnah also doesn't necessarily happen every year. Says Rashi. Veichadomi. Sorry, Zimnin. Says Rashi. Dolei Mishkachas lo. Sometimes you won't find that case. Sheyiu boit kio is the milui hamayim, the masnisin. That there should be tkiyos for the milui hamayim. Sometimes you won't find that case. Why? On an Erev Shabbos. For example, the fast day of Yom Tov is a Friday. The Simchas Beis Hashoeva Loi Dachye Yom Tov Kedetan Masi Yom Tov, etc. So if the first day of Yom Tov is Friday, that night there won't be a Simchas Beis Hashoeva because it's Friday night. V'chi Moti Su Erev Shabbos. And when Erev Shabbos comes, what does Motu mean? When it arrives, when Erev Shabbos arrives once again, Havalei, so now, if Sukkos begins on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then what? So the next day, Friday, smack bang in the middle of Sukkos, so you have a whole Milui Hamayim process, in which case you have 48. But if the first day of Sukkos is what? Is a Friday. Then what will the following Friday be? Which means neither the first day, Friday, nor the following Friday had 48. So how can you possibly suggest to me that Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos is missed out from the Mishnah because it's not an annual event? So is Erev Sukkos Shechal B'Shabbos, sorry, Erev Shabbos, Friday Sukkos is also not necessarily 48 on a regular annual basis, and it's still mentioned in the Mishnah. So you see quite clearly that the Mishnah is not particular about that. As long as it can happen, that's enough, even if it doesn't necessarily happen every year. So for the same price, you might as well tell me Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Okay, so we'll have to continue tomorrow. The answer is going to be no, this case can't happen. We push it off. For whatever reason, discussed, mentioned, we'll see in the Gemara and in Rashi, tomorrow Rosh Hashanah as well, Rashi mentions. We'll reconvene, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, those who can. You have a share in your house tomorrow? So we'll reconvene. We will go over the last couple of lines, obviously, because it's very complicated. We'll try and move our way down to the bottom of the answer.